Today is Monday, February 24th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm just ending. Today ended. I almost took off work today because I have had such a busy February. Oh my goodness. Such a busy February. And I love playing in musicals. Like, I really love. In fact, I was thinking if I had, because my degree is actually in music, and I kind of gave up on my music dreams because I got so nervous. Well, it was a lot of different reasons, but one of them was I got so nervous when I did recitals that I would just mess up horribly, and it was just not good. So I gave my first recital. I messed up horribly because I got so nervous, because you're playing like 20 minutes worth of solos, basically, with just like a piano accompaniment or whatever. And you have this audience, you know, and it's usually, you know, in a music department that's a smaller, I don't even know about a smaller, maybe it's just, you know, but you don't have like people from the community coming out to listen or whatever. Normally it's your peers. So not only, and you know, for some people it might be worse if it was like, I don't know, just a crowd of strangers or whatever. But for me, it made it even worse that, you know, all the other trumpet players are there, you know, listening to you and critiquing, you know, I mean, it's not like they pass around a survey at the end and they say, oh, how do you think Adam did or anything? I mean, maybe some schools do that, but my school didn't do that. But, you know, in the back of their mind, they're like comparing you to them and all of that kind of stuff. And so after my first recital, I was just like, screw this. I'm not gonna do this. But I was so far along. I was already a couple of years into my music degree by the time I had to actually give a recital. And so, no, this is not true. My first recital was my first year, but I switched to a BA in music after my first recital because BA, you didn't have to do recitals. And then after a couple of years, I decided I was so stressed out with how much practicing I had to do that I decided, you know what, this is going to be a stressful career choice. And because I get so nervous playing recitals and stuff like that, I thought, you know, that couldn't be good if I want to be like a famous trumpet player or something, you know, then I have to get over my nerves and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So at the end of the day, I decided to do computers, but I kept the music degree because I was already so far along. But anyway, I digressed a whole lot. So the whole reason I was saying that is because I love musicals so much, or playing in musicals so much, that I feel like had I chosen to stick with trumpet as a career, that what I would have enjoyed doing the most is playing in musicals. So either on Broadway or like traveling shows or whatever, I really feel like that's what I enjoy the most of anything. So I really like doing it, but it takes a lot of time. I mean, the first week, so I'm just going to kind of recap really quickly. So at the beginning, you know, February 1st, first rehearsal, from 8 to noon or 9 to noon, whatever it was. And then immediately, Mark and I drove to the airport after the rehearsal, went to that wedding in Vegas, and then we were back Monday morning around 8 a.m. I had to work on Monday because I had the whole product, you know, product owner meeting, whatever. And then I had a rehearsal Monday night. I had a rehearsal Tuesday night. I had a rehearsal Wednesday night. Then we had our open dress rehearsal on Thursday. And then we had a performance on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. And then, you know, and then I've had Pride 48 stuff going on because we're starting to plan for the events. And so I've been updating the website a little bit. Not a huge amount of stuff, but I mean, there's been more going on than normal. And then again, the next week it was, you know, then I had a orchestra rehearsal for church on Wednesday. And then Thursday was a performance, Friday was a performance, Saturday was a performance, Sunday was a performance. And then this week, you know, same thing. Well, I didn't have an orchestra rehearsal, but I had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday performances. On top of that, you know, just everything else. We had a suits meeting this, you know, Sunday night. Survivor's Ready started recording. I record another podcast with Joe Batance, so we recorded one or two of those during February. And all of these things are things that I enjoy doing, but it is very busy. And so I'm just glad. So finally, you know, now that February is almost over, I'm done with the musical, and that takes one thing away from my life. So, you know, this new video project, though, that I'm going to do is going to take loads of hours. And so, you know, I'm going to be busy regardless, but, you know, at least I have a little bit of time where maybe, you know, I can start the video stuff later. Also, we've got the contract signed for the New Orleans event. I've got a lot of the website stuff done. So I think, you know, Pride 48 stuff, I'm going to have a couple of months where it's not a lot of stuff going on, because we don't have to do a whole lot of planning for the June event until closer to June. So, you know, I'm not going to have a huge amount of stuff, just like a meeting every month, and that's about it. But all that being said, I can finally breathe just a little bit, and I'll still be busy because I'm just a busy person, but at least, you know, I'll be a little bit less busy. Although I'm a little bit sad that Newsies is over, because it is fun, and it actually, this is probably, from a cast perspective, the cast did a fantastic job in this one. And, well, the orchestra did great as well, but I mean, the orchestra normally is pretty good. We have good musicians in the orchestra, but you know, the cast in a community theater where they're not paid in Arkansas, you know, in Northwest Arkansas, where you don't have as much talent to pull from, you know, can be hit or miss. But this cast was really good, and I felt like they did a really good job. So it was and we had sold out performances, and the audiences were great. They laughed and they cried. No, they didn't cry, but they laughed in the appropriate places. They cheered and clapped, and you know, it was really fun. It's good when you have a good audience. So I'm glad. Anyway, other than that, Mark and I are now starting the exciting process. To some people, it is exciting, but I'm being a little bit sarcastic here because it's going to be a lot of work. But we're starting the process of selecting a home because we're going to be buying a house this year. And our lease ends at the end of June for what we're currently in. And I was thinking, we have an option. We can do an existing home where we just buy a house, you know, that's already there. Someone's already lived in it. Or we can get a builder or find a builder that's already building and do the whole thing where you say, here's the floor plan I want. And, you know, you pick out the tile, you pick out the backsplashes, you pick out the flooring, you know, you kind of have a couple of different options for elevations, you know, for the front of the house and stuff like that. And when I did that, that's what I did when I bought my house in Texas. And I felt like it took somewhere between 3 and 5 months from signing the paper to actually having the house. And so I was thinking, okay, we've got to start looking in February, because if we want to move in July or, you know, the end of June, you know, February, March, April, May, June, I mean, that gives us just 5 months. And so I was thinking 3 to 5 months, you know, or whatever, then, you know, that we should be looking now. And so on Saturday, I decided we were going to do our first kind of official house hunt. So Mark and I found, I just went on Zillow and found a listing for new construction, because it seems that all the new construction listings on Zillow are pretty much builders who have like communities where they're building lots of houses. So I found one of those, and they had a couple of different locations. So we went in, and it was very exciting because the models look great, you know, and they seem to be in our price range. And I liked a lot, but the first one we looked at was not in a great location for us. And also the houses seemed to be really smushed together, so the yards were not very big and stuff like that. And then she said, well, you should go to the second one. I think it's in a much better location for you. And they also have similar floor plans, not exactly the same floor plans, but, you know, similar. And so we drove there, and it is in a very good location for us. And it did feel, the yards are much bigger. So if we ever wanted to get a swimming pool, we have enough room for that, you know, and stuff like that. But the problem is their build times are averaging 6 to 7 months. And so if we started today, it would be December or January before we would be moving in. And this is just the first builder we've looked at. We can't just buy the first thing we see. And so, you know, anyway, it's just a process. We've got, you know, their information now. We'll start a pile or whatever. But I feel like we need to get a realtor, and a really experienced realtor, where we say, okay, we want to buy a house, but we're open. I mean, we're completely open to possibilities. We'll do an existing home. We'll do a new build. But here's our budget. Here's kind of what we want. I'm very picky. So that could be an issue because I'm super picky. And I want a studio as well, so, you know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.